Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Darby. Gospel music didn't suddenly emerge with Thomas Dorsey in Chicago in the 1930s. It was a slow evolution, from work songs to spirituals to jubilee to the gospel blues. And musicologists are hampered by the lack of songs recorded in that era, which makes this track all the more interesting. It's by the otherwise unknown Eddie Head and Family, who recorded two tracks for Columbia Records in April of 1930. Their song, Lord, I'm the True Vine, sounds closer to the Carter Family or Blind Arizona Drains than Thomas Dorsey. But you can hear the beginnings of gospel in the call and response of the two voices and the furiously strummed guitar. It's simple to the point of being primitive, but all the more effective for that. But then, that's one of the goals of the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University. To find, acquire, catalog, scan, digitize, and, of course, someday make available this priceless, irreplaceable vinyl legacy. Gospel music in all its many wonderful forms and shapes. I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.